Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
When I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you everywhere.
Peace, family. Kanji Queen here. Now, I wanted to mention something. I have recently put up a post talking about how semen is a powerful element in magic, and somebody in the comments had made a great point. They basically were saying that, you know, certain information shouldn't be revealed to the public, that certain information, magical information, should be kept secret. Now, here's the thing, right? Magic is not just something that anybody can just cast or successfully perform just by knowing, like, the recipe. Like, in order to perform powerful magic spells, like, this takes time and energy and knowledge and practice and years of experience most of the time. So when we're given information, right, like, whenever I tell you guys about spells and stuff like that, like, I explain why we use certain things. I also explain certain procedures and practices that you need to do. If you're going to perform a sex ritual, you're going to have to make sure that you cleanse your energy, that you cleanse the space. Like, there's certain elements and things that you have to incorporate into these rituals. Now, I always give, like, resources and books and links and websites, because I always advocate for people doing the research and learning about magic and the occult themselves. Never to just take information and analyze it as truth, right? Like, we're scientists. We're meant to test things out and see what works for us. Now, let's say, for instance, right, like, people say that we need to keep this information to ourselves. But the truth of the matter is, we're in a time of awakening, and all that information is coming to the public. And for those who, let's say, want to misuse this information, want to abuse the power of magic, it won't work for them because there's an energetic shift that's happening. Basically, if you try to misuse or abuse the power of magic because nature is waking up, because the consciousness of the earth is waking up and it's speeding up, only those who are operating on a higher frequency are going to be able to access that type of information or access some type of power, right? So there's been like a power shift where we're starting to see like those who've been abusing their power and keeping people enslaved and keeping people divided, like they're literally falling off of their throne, okay? We're seeing the tower moment happen for those who know about the tarot card. The tower moment is when people, they fall to their death or they actually fall into destruction. Whatever that you have built based upon ego, based upon false pretenses, everything that's built on a lie is coming to destruction. And this is why we're in the time of the year seven. The year seven is all about truth. It's all about spiritual elevation, spiritual awakening, people accessing and tapping into their ancestors, learning who their ancestral roots are, their spiritual team are. Like, they're learning their spiritual purpose. Why are you here? It's not just to work for the rest of your life or pay off debts or start a family and fall in love. Like, there's big reasons why you're here. Okay, like, you got to realize that you being here is a miracle. Like, out of all of the millions of sperm cells, like, you made it through. Like, you're the one who were able to manifest into this physical body and have this physical experience. So don't waste it, okay? Now, I do want to mention that when we are giving information about text magic, about all of this stuff, right, like, these are tools to help you elevate yourself. Magic is a tool to raise your consciousness. Magic is not just used for, like, egoistic purposes. Like, magic is also used to elevate yourself, to raise your vibration, to elevate your mind. It teaches you the mysteries and the secrets of the universe. It teaches you about things that you cannot learn in the traditional, the modern schools, academic schools. These are things that the shamans have passed down to the ones who are qualified for the information, right? Like, that's why they say those who have eyes to see and ears to hear will receive the information. You don't cast pearls before swine because they won't understand and receive the gems. And that's why I don't feel like I need to hide information. I feel as though, you know, those who are meant to hear it and see it, they will get the message. Other ones who try to abuse the power, it either won't work, okay, or, you know, that energy usually backfires on them, but that's their own karma. And I also want to make a special mention that magic doesn't belong to anybody. Like, magic has existed before time itself, as we know it. Magic has been here probably even before human beings came into existence. So I don't really like to see when people say, like, this magic belongs to this set of people or that set of people or this particular god, is this nationality or ethnicity. Like, we have to realize that energy is beyond this human racial or this human idea of separation, right? Like, these are primordial energies that exist beyond duality. Like, a lot of us live in the essence of duality, like us versus them, black versus white, women versus men. And this is how they continue to keep everybody divided and separated. If we have to get beyond duality and become one again, and that's what magic and the occult teaches us, is about breaking that illusion. And this is what I use my platform for. I travel the world. I learn about different types of magical practices, different spiritual traditions. And I teach them and I show them on my YouTube platform. I talk about it on my Instagram platform. Like, what I am doing is I am making sure that the ancestral information doesn't die out. I've been noticing that there's been a lot of attempts to write out our history, to erase our history, to whitewash our history, to make people forget who they are. And so I feel as though Spirit has given me this voice and this platform to educate people, to spread this information, to keep this knowledge and this fire going. We can't allow our history, our knowledge, everything that our ancestors have built to just die. It is up to us to continue to allow their legacy to grow by speaking about this information, by teaching our children, by teaching the future generation about our aesthetics, our culture, and our practices. if you want to learn more about magic, you want to learn more about our history, our spiritual practices and traditions and culture, then make sure that you like, follow and subscribe. And if you have any type of questions or any type of content that you would like for me to show or to see on this platform, then drop it in the comment section and let me know, family. But I hope that this video has helped. Please spread this information and spread this video so that more people can learn about our forgotten history. And so that way we can continue to keep our legacy and our ancestral power and knowledge going. Ashe.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruta 7 Oracle, guys. And I love what Conjure Queen had stated, you know what I mean, about black magic and how it's used, you know. We are shifting from a time to where it was used in the imbalance aspect of control, money, power, control, you know, sex, you know, domination and, you know, all of that, you know what I mean? So this podcast, guys, is sacred, all right? It's just to raise awareness, and I want to remind everybody that Enhancing Awareness Radio is also a platform that, you know, helps one to become aware. What I do, Enhancing Awareness Radio, is one big classroom. So what I do is I hold different lectures, and then I also share my thoughts. You know, it's like learning out loud, right? So I admire and I honor the people that I choose, you know, the lectures that I choose. And Shavi Zane is going to be the main one in which I'm going to pull. I think three of her videos I pulled. I don't know if I'm going to use. Yeah, I have to use all of these. Okay. So, you know, this is probably going to be the 2 to 3 hour podcast because the awareness, guys, you guys do not know how many times I have attempted to do child molestation podcasts, guys. And I'm going to put the first podcast that I did on child molestation in the show notes, guys, because I broke down. Like, I think it was like 2 or 3 attempts. Like, I've attempted to do this thing, like, successfully, like, 5 or 6 times. And I think I was able to conduct about 3 or 4 of them, but I was still in a low vibratory space to where I didn't want to have, you know, kind of a deeper understanding on to why things happen the way they did. Now, we all know that child molestation is a very touchy subject, but as I started to dig and research, you know, I was like, okay, wait, there is a spirit behind this, okay? And there is a spirit, what we deem as the Jezebel spirit, okay? It's, you know, it's not just a person per se, you know, like a Jezebel. Well, it's more, and guys, look, I research and I'm still kind of connecting dots, you know, still, so I'm still learning as well. And that's why I appreciate Shavi Zane and Conjure Queen and anybody else that expounds on this topic because it's not an easy topic, guys, especially when you've been through it personally and then you try to research it out loud. You know, you try to heal out loud when somebody had touched you inappropriately, you know. And if you want to hear my story, guys, you can go back in the show notes. I'm going to include a link to the first podcast that we did where I broke down. So if you guys want to listen to that, I'm not going to go into it deeper here, but what I will say is I've done a lot of work and I've done a lot of healing when it comes to my personal story, but I was like, okay, why am I doing this podcast again? And it's been on, I put it off for 2 weeks, right? But here we are, okay? And the reason is because somebody needs to hear it. That's the reason why we're here at the Hanson Awareness Radio. Somebody needs to hear it, okay? So, you know, I think understanding what black magic is and how it's used against one another as weapons, I think that that's one thing to note to begin with because, you know, it's real to an aspect to where you're manipulated into this frequency, you know what I mean? And what I've noted about child molestation is a lot of times the abused become the abusers. Okay, but we become, but excuse me, not me, but many become the abusers in ways you know, it's very cunning ways that we do it. And the Jezebel spirit is, from what I understand or begin to understand, is that the root of it is a spirit that is behind this. And the spirit operates in many different ways, guys. And it's not just women that have to have the Jezebel spirit, from what I'm noting. It's also men, you know, and you know, a lot of the men may be, I mean, it's just imagine the stories that many people have went through. You know, I know Shari Zane shared in one of her lectures that her father, her own biological father, was her molester, okay? So it gets deep. I've done sessions where the wives would come, well, it wasn't like a flock, but a few would come to me and was like, you know, my husband is, you know, sleeping with my daughter. You know what I mean? And, I mean, it's like it's the situation, guys. But I wanted to choose these lectures because it's very important to understand the energy behind it, which I feel is the root, okay? Even if you've been molested in your own life and situation and it was damning, you know, I know parents sometimes they sell their children into it, you know, and it seems to be like in the shadows, like this kind of game, if you will, so they think. But really what you're doing is the payout is a traumatized person in which can last a long time, you know, lifetimes even, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that karmic thing cycle of, you know, the abused becomes the abuser. You know what I mean? And there's so many different ways that this is played out, is basically what I'm saying, the roots of what this is. And we have been doing it over generation, you know, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our, you know, great-grandfathers, our, you know, who were abused. You know what I mean? So I began to start to see that these are abused people, whether adult or child, that become abusers. I'm like, wait a minute, this shit is deeper. And a lot of people consciously, you know, reenact, and a lot of people unconsciously reenact. I don't know why I do what I do, but I do it. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of sex rings, human trafficking with children, y'all. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm like, and then I start to understand not everybody has this goal. You know what I'm saying? Or at some point that you become blackened. You know what I mean? And you just, you're so traumatized to where you don't even know, like the real you dies, literally. You know what I'm saying? So you're acting out, you're reenacting what was done to you in so many ways. I mean, again, it's deep in so many layers, but Shari Zane is going to break it down in three aspects in these lectures, guys. So I hope you guys get something out of it like I did. But I'm going to – this subject is so deep, and I can go on and on and on, but I want to just have Shari Zane, guys. My if you need to contact me, you can always email me, guys. My link tree is going to be in the show notes. If it's – go like and subscribe to Shari Zane's channel and check out, binge watch her, and contact her for a reading, guys. She is amazing. I actually personally got an child molestation reading from her. You know what I mean? So I went to her with this situation, you know, and she also helped me to understand that these things happen on a spiritual level. You know what I mean? So it's not even about the abusers, you know, it's more about the spirit that is attached in the cords that we have to cut in order to release ourselves when it comes to these spiritual ties, if you will. So here we are, guys.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. All of the kings and queens, the chosen of the Most High God, I'm glad that you all could join me. So I'm kind of going to bring a message in regards to why it's such a common theme for the chosen specifically to go through sexual trauma, sexual molestation, whether it happens in your childhood or in your adult life. This is a very common theme, okay? And so I wanted to come on and have a discussion in regards to this because many people have questions as to why they suffer through these things. What's the reason? And so one thing that I have come into an understanding of is that your sexual energy is very powerful, okay? And it is largely associated with your creative energy. Obviously, for the obvious reasons of procreating and creating offspring, but on a more spiritual level, it's also associated with your ability to co-create, to be confident in creating visions for yourself, also to awaken your spiritual gifts or even your natural talents that might not necessarily be spiritual. But a lot of times your creative energy, when your sacral chakra, attached to your sacral chakra, first of all. So sexual trauma, when you go through sexual trauma, your sacral chakra automatically becomes blocked, okay? And it can create an energy where your sacral chakra is either overactive and you might be overly sexualized. You might find that you end up having some sort of addiction, whether it be to pornography or to sex, or if it's not anything sexual, it can be addictions to substances or food, anything that'll get that dopamine flowing, that overactive sacral chakra. You're always seeking a way to find pleasure because that internal pleasure has been zapped away from you through that traumatic event of sexual molestation or sexual trauma. And so quite often when a person is molested, the perpetrator, okay, who victimized them, they usually possess the Jezebel spirit, okay? That's the only way that's the only thing that's going to cause them or pretty much encourage them to, I heard it, baby, to do such a horrific act to a child or to anyone for that matter. They carry the Jezebel spirit and this insatiable appetite and this lustful appetite when it comes to sexual pleasure. And so they'll go by any means necessary in order to fulfill a lot of their perverted desires. And quite often it ends up happening to the chosen seed in their adolescence, okay? And so when that person creates that sexual trauma, during that time of them violating that child, generally what they attach to that child is the Jezebel spirit. And so you might find that if this has happened to you personally or if you know someone personally, generally when it happens in your adolescence, you'll turn within. You may begin to suppress many of your emotions and many of the things that you're going through. You may become a hermit where you just like go into isolation, or you may become an introvert where you end up just going into this energy of lacking creative expression or lacking the ability to express those things that's happening with you emotionally. And so as you become older, what generally happens is you end up staying in that introverted energy, or you might overly express yourself to fulfill some sort of void. And that void is usually that sexual energy that was stolen from you, okay? So in the spiritual realm, when these people have that Jezebel spirit over them, that cord attachment that they have to the Jezebel spirit is directly attached to the beat of the current power structure, okay? There's a dark energy that they have been feeding for many generations, and they have needed especially the energy of the chosen in order to feed this beast. And this beast feeds off of lust. It feeds off of people's anger. It feeds off of insecurity. It feeds off of people's fear. And so one of the major strategies of the enemy over the chosen has been to pretty much harness the energy to create scenarios where the chosen go through sexual molestation in their adolescence so that they pretty much zap out that creative energy and your ability to co-create alongside the Most High God. Creation in and of itself, and they zap that energy to feed the beast with your sexual and creative energy. Meanwhile, you're there stuck, feeling like you have no gift or feeling like no one understands you or, you know, really turning within and going through a lot of internal suffering as a result of that. And so that cord attachment with the Jezebel spirit that's placed over you through that violation is then attached to that dark beast. And so it plays out in your life in different ways. Like I said, it can come through substance abuse. You might have addictions to alcohol. You might have addictions to drugs. You might have addictions, again, to sex or pornography or food or anything that's going to get that dopamine flowing and get that energy of feeling that brief moment of excitement, because you've lost the ability, or at least the ability, it's been suppressed. The ability for you to create internal happiness, passion, and that excitement has been suppressed up underneath a lot of heavy burdens of what you have gone through, okay? And so that energy is then, rather than you using it for yourself, that creative energy, it is then transferred through that cord attachment to that beast, which actually helps the current power structure to stay in this position of power. And this is why it's so important when I have people who come and do personal readings, if I pick up on an energy where the sacral chakra seems to be extremely blocked, one of the first questions that I ask is, have you been through any sexual trauma? Because a lot of times it's very easy for me to detect. And so when I see this, I always let people know that cord attachment that person who violated you has created needs to be cut. And you also need to be very intentional about releasing yourself from the Jezebel spirit that was attached to you at the time of that traumatic event. And after you have done this, then you must become intentional about reclaiming your sexual and your energy. And so I do walk you through how to do this. If you want a private reading from me, you know you can always email me. I do charge my private reading. So it's very important for creative energy so that you can then awaken your gifts, okay? And your gifts are going to be both spiritual gifts as well as those that, you know, those gifts that you just naturally have, whether you're an artist, a dancer, a writer, poet, whatever it is that you do, where you make things, the gifts will naturally reawaken, and that passion and that excitement for life will reawaken. But most importantly, your ability to imagine, to create a vision in your own mind and to bring it into fruition will also reawaken. That is the energy that the enemy did not want you to be able to tap into. Because once you recognize that you are the co-creator of your life and you reawaken your ability to visualize and to see things into fruition until it comes, you know, you see it in the spiritual realm, you create it in the spiritual realm, and you nurture it, and you allow it to come into fruition in the natural, in the physical realm. This is what the enemy did not want you to awaken, because it's a very powerful gift as a co-creator. And so, when you are violated as a child, one of the major things that's stripped from you at that time is your innocence, especially if it's a violation that takes away your virginity. Other violations where you're touched or, you know, where it was not as extreme of taking your virginity does not mean that it's any less impactful, okay? It still affects you in a large way. But when your actual sexual energy is taken, okay, come on, when it's taken in a way where your virginity is taken, then your creative energy has the potential to really be zapped from you. And especially, let's say, if the perpetrator is still alive, this person still would likely hold that energy because more than likely they haven't done any work to heal from that. And so you would still likely have a cord attachment to that person that's carrying that dark energy if you have not done anything to sever that attachment. And so it's not just a spiritual attachment that you would have to that person, but also whatever it is that you're doing, going through emotionally and all of these different things, you still have an attachment to that, and these things will affect you in the spiritual realm, okay? Just like with any sexual encounter, if it wasn't one of where you was violated, where it was non-consensual, any sexual encounter, you create a soul tie with that person, and these soul ties are cord attachments that stay there until you are intentional. Okay, until you are intentional about releasing that attachment, okay? And so it is even more important to do this when you have been violated by someone who is carrying the Jezebel spirit, because this is where you take your power back. This is where you reawaken your natural gift. This is where you become the co-creator of your life again. And so quite often, give me one moment, quite often we go through this these seasons of our life as the chosen seed of feeling as if we have no spiritual gift. feeling as if we have no spiritual connection, or as if we are not able to visualize and to create a, you know, to create a vision and to see it into fruition. And this is largely because that cord attachment must be severed. You must be very intentional about severing that cord attachment. And so, you know, I created this video because I wanted to encourage you all to don't give up on your journey. You know, it's sometimes when you suppress what's happened to you, you tend to overlook the impact that these types of situations have on you mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, in all aspects of your existence. And you feel like, okay, well, it's something that happened in my past. I've gotten over it. Maybe you might say, I've forgiven that person. I released that situation. But if you have not been intentional about cutting that cord with this person on a spiritual level, then more likely than not, it still exists. And so this is where many of the blockages will come from. And then on top of that, that is a deep wound, okay? I don't have any. That's a deep wound, and that will bring, that will attract to you other people who are also injured. That will attract to you other people who have codependency, people who have addictions of some form. That will attract to you other people who also carry the Jezebel spirit. In some way, shape, or form, okay? I see. And so this is where going deep, you know, take a look at your current circumstances. If you find that you was violated at some point in your life and you say, well, this is my first time hearing about cutting the spiritual cord, and so no, I've never done it, but I do find that I can't figure out what my purpose is, and my creative energy seems to be blocked, and I have a hard time envisioning like that. When I'm done, baby, that inner child that's within me, it's not awakened. You know, I don't feel passion for life. I don't feel excitement. Or, yes, I struggle with certain addictions that I'm uncomfortable with. And so this is where looking within to really see the impact of what that may have had on you is very important. And once you do this and you're intentional about cutting that cord, you will find that more doors will open up for you. And obviously there may be more layers that are going to need to be peeled back and healed, because that type of trauma attracts other scenarios, other people, places, and things that will also re-inflict more harm and more pain the longer that you suppress it and bury it. And so that means that will be layers that have been built up since your childhood all the way into adulthood, since the time of violation. And so that would mean those are layers that would have to be released in order for you to get back down to the core of that inner child. And even once you get to that inner child, that child is afraid. That child carries fear. That child carries trust issues. That child carries insecurity. And so this is where other areas of your life will have to be addressed once you peel back that very important layer of what happened to you when you were sexually violated. And so it takes time. It takes for you to be patient with yourself, and it takes for you to recognize that the healing process will not happen overnight. But it is definitely worth pursuing if you want to be able to overcome certain mountains or blockages where it's like you haven't been able to put your finger on why you've been on this negative karmic wheel or this karmic cycle for so long. Well, it's because the enemy has been using your creative energy largely because you have not discovered it yet. And so I want to encourage you all, again, if you want to dive deeper and if you want to know more about this, email me. You know, when I do my readings, I don't judge anyone. We have open dialogue, because I personally have experienced these things. And so I've been blessed with the sight. I've been blessed with the tools. I've been blessed with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how to heal myself. And so as a result, I bring these things to you all. So I love you. If you desire a private reading from me, again, you can always email me. If you desire to donate to my channel, you can always cash at me. I do appreciate all donations that come through. And also, remember, I do sell oils, hair oils and body oils. So if you want to order my hair or body oils, you can always feel free to do so as well. I love you all, and I want to see us all thrive. Because the more that we pull ourselves away from the beast, the more that we starve the beast out by taking back our creative nature and utilizing our gifts for the highest good, the sooner we bring this current wicked structure down. So I love you all, and I'll talk to you all next time.
All right, y'all. So that's a good way to kind of start it off. Shavi Zane is going to go deeper in the next lecture about the R. Shelley's. Now, let me say this. They say R. Kelly, you know, R. Kelly this and R. Kelly, like the men. It seems to be more emphasis on the men, you know, and how they have abused the women and da-da-da-da. But also, in contrast to that, there are a lot of R. Shelley's out there. And not just R. Shelley, but there are a lot of women who, you know, kind of suck the life force out of our men, you know, intentionally and unintentionally. I think it's intentionally, but, you know, unintentionally maybe, right? You know what I mean? A lot of men are healing now. A lot of men are known, are starting to come into the knowing that how they are being manipulated, how they're being abused. And it could be in the result to a woman, you know, they say a woman scorned, you know what I mean? And she really has no love, like her heart is black, the black widow, if you will. And she, it's been going on for a long time to the point to where there's no awareness, okay? There's no awareness of, you know, how dark and how deep she has become. Right? So that's what Shavi Zane is going to hone in on next, guys. And again, this is for educational purposes, just to raise awareness. I did personally. And she's right. Once you clip those cords and clear out that energy, guys, it gets better. I'm a witness to that, y'all.
So contact her for a reading. Contact me if you want, also for a reading. So, yeah.
Shavi Zane, and I'm coming on to do a message. This message is called the Black Widow's Illusionary Universe. So this message that I'm coming forward to bring, it may resonate with some of you, but it may not. If it doesn't, come back for a message that is more in alignment with what's happening with you. But I want to first start off by telling you all about a dream that I had, which led me to do this message, as well as some things that I saw in the physical that kind of confirmed that this message needed to be brought forth. So in this dream, I was actually like a spectator, okay? It was like I was traveled in spirit to go and view what was happening with someone else. So there was no, in the dream, no one there knew that I was present, okay? I guess that's the best way I could say it. So in the dream, I traveled to a man's home, and this man was, in his home, he obviously was dealing with some mental discord, okay, some mental imbalance, okay, and he had, his house was full of very huge spiders. I'm talking about huge spiders, and there was many of them, over 100, and the spiders, it was so many that they were crawling on him, and this man had, it was like he was completely oblivious to these spiders, okay? And apparently, maybe he had some people outside that was concerned about him because a spiritual teacher showed up. It wasn't like a counselor or anybody like that, a doctor. It was like a spiritual teacher that showed up. And the teacher came in with the intention of awakening this man or bringing him back into his reality of surrounding him. That was his objective. And so he kept trying to get this man to see, like, hey, you know, I need you to pay attention to what's happening around you. You have all of these spiders surrounding you. We need to get rid of them. We have to get these out of here. I need you to awaken. But the teacher was very, from my perspective, just watching,
he was so much, he was so focused on the surface that he was not understanding, he wasn't going deep enough to really penetrate where the deficits were in terms of this man's mental imbalance, okay? So he was only focused on getting him to see that he was surrounded by spiders so that they could get rid of the spiders. And so, again, the spiders was all crawling all over this man, and the man, it wasn't helping him at all, okay? If anything, the teacher was, you know, he was getting rid of the spiders some kind of way, but that was it. So I woke up, y'all. And so this was 3 nights ago that I had this dream, and so I didn't come on to do a message because I was like, I'm not even sure what this means or whether or not I need to bring it forward until the following day. Went into my bathroom and turned the light on, and the biggest spider that I have ever seen in my life was there. Now, I go out into the forest preserve. I've been doing this for at least 4 years now. Forest preserve, parks, I'm a nature woman, okay? That's all I do is stay out in nature. And never seen a spider like that. Never. Until the next day. So the first day I see this spider, the body was about probably about this wide, okay, and about this long, and it was hairy, it was black. You know, I think the Most High God that I'm no longer afraid of the creatures that have been created, because there was a time in my life where I would have, it would have been one of those situations, and I'm sure many of you can relate. And so I took the spider, I put him inside of a container, and I set it outside. So the next day, went into the bathroom, turned on the water in the tub, and a spider even bigger than the first one came crawling out, okay? So I knew that was a sign. I collected that spider, kindly set it outside. Okay, so I'm here now because apparently there's a message when it comes to these spiders. And so if you yourself have been seeing spiders, especially spiders that are unusually larger than what you're accustomed to, then this message is likely for you, whether it's for you now or for you in the future. So let me get right into it. I feel like, you know, spiders have, when you think about the spiritual meaning of a spider, there's a polarity to everything, even when it comes to the creatures that the Most High created. So on one end, when you think of the spider, you would say, okay, the spider is very creative, okay? It spins these intricate webs that are very, some people would say it's sacred geometry, okay? It's very intricate, very detailed, and no two spider webs are the same. And so that's one side of the spider. It's very, very creative. Then on the other end, you can look at the spider being predatory, okay? It spins these webs, and that's how it catches its prey. It spins these webs, which are practically transparent, where you can barely see them. And so it's easy to walk into a spider web. It's easy because a lot of times you just don't see it there. So that's why I call this message the Black Widow's Illusionary Universe, because on the other end, that spider, you know, black widows specifically, the females tend to catch the men, the male spiders, and they mate with them, they have sex with them, and then they eat them, okay? And generally they do this to the male spiders that are smaller than them. So they'll catch them, they'll mate with them, and then they'll eat them when they're smaller. So I thought about it, and I said, okay, so now I understand the polarity of the spider, the meaning of the spider. So what is the message here? And so I went, going back into my dream, one thing that stood out the most about that dream is that the man who was living in the house that was full of spiders, he had a strong disconnect from the fact that his house was full of spiders. So much so that even the spiders was crawling all over him, and that still did not bring him into the reality of these spiders. He had become conditioned and very accustomed to being in that environment, and so it became his norm. And so the man clearly, when I was observing him, he was very fearful he had a lot of paranoias, and you could see that just by the way that, you know, he was, his movement, his body language, very rigid and timid, and, you know, like he was, but it was a fear that he had in his own mind. It had nothing to do with the spider surrounding him, because he wasn't jumping from the spiders every time they touched him, or he didn't even seem bothered or irritated. It was almost as if he was oblivious to their presence. So he had become so used to this energy that it was almost like he created an illusion in his reality that this was not in existence in his reality, but he sunk so deep into his own mind that the fears that he had was being created within his mind. So maybe he had been in this environment, maybe initially he had a fear of these spiders until it got so bad, these spiders began to come in in such large numbers. Maybe they was mating and replicating themselves or multiplying so fast that he had to go within his own mind, and this was like a protective measure for him. It was like a survival mode, some sort of a protective measure that he created for himself in his own mind. But once he sunk into his mind to avoid his physical reality, that was even scarier than his reality, because that's where he had all of the fear. That's where he was jumping. Those thoughts that he was actually experiencing or whatever he was seeing in his own mind is where his fear lied. And so the spiritual teacher who came in, I feel like he was very, he didn't bring anything to really go deep with this man. Because the spiritual teacher was very focused on the surface. He was very focused on, I need you to awaken to the fact that there's spiders surrounding you. I need you to awaken to the fact that these spiders need to be gone. You shouldn't be living like this. So the spiritual teacher was not one that actually came with anything of substance. So I feel like for you all, two ways to look at this. Some of you have become so conditioned to the uncomfortable things that surround you in your reality that you've buried yourself in your own thoughts. And so rather than seeing your reality for what it is, in the, you know, what's surrounding you in your physical, in your 3D life, you've gone within your own mind, and there is where you are creating these illusions, these fears, okay? And you are full of your own thoughts and of your own insecurities and of your own past mistakes or your own failures than you are of those things that are surrounding you that needs to be cleared out. I also feel the spider also represents, like I mentioned, creativity. And so for some of you, you have infinite possibilities when it comes to your ability to create. And the signs are all around you. But you don't see it because you're too submerged in your own thoughts. You're too submerged in fear. There's something, it could be stemming for some of you from your religious beliefs, certain ways you have been taught by your parents, by society, concerning what spirituality should look like and concerning what your connection to the Most High is supposed to look like. And so it's almost like you're ignoring the fact that there are so many other possibilities out here in terms of how you can become the co-creator of your life and how you can take back authority over your life. It's like you're ignoring that because of the fears that you have buried deep within you. And that is your dominant thoughts for many of you. And so I feel like there's a need to clear your mind of these fears that you have held on to from your past, from past failures, from past heartbreak, past pain, past traumas, whatever it is that you have been through, I feel like there's a need to have this breakthrough. And the breakthrough is going to begin with you acknowledging the fact that many of these things that you're thinking about, they're not a part of your reality yet. Because remember, your mind and your thoughts create things. Some of you are being presented with new opportunities to head down a different path because you're gaining more wisdom, you're gaining more understanding, but there's something that is having, it's a tug of war that you're having within yourself that says, if you take this path or if you start to explore more down the spiritual path, that somehow you're going to be moving towards something that is in opposition to the Most High or in opposition to your growth or your divine connection. There's an energy of you needing to definitely walk away from the past. And when you leave the past behind, it's not just leaving behind people, places, and things. It's literally leaving behind a mindset, because that's where your creativity begins. Your creativity begins in your mind, what you're able to imagine, what you're able to envision, envision, internal vision, what you're able to see through your mind's eye. But you limit yourself and you cut yourself off through self-limiting fears. And so I feel like that was the issue with the man in the dream, is that the spiders, for me, they represented two things. I saw the polarity. I saw both. They represented the infinite possibilities of creativity that surrounded him, infinite possibilities of ways that he could become the co-creator of his life and to establish a new foundation for himself internally and externally. Because more than likely, each one of those spiders was building up webs in his home. You know, he probably had webs all around his home, but I witnessed that in the dream. But obviously, that's what spiders do. They create webs. And so the webs, had he been more conscious of what was happening surrounding him, he would have been able to see, you know, the webs represent the infinite possibilities of creating your own universe. Because when you look at a web, and most of the time the spider is there right there in the center of the web, waiting for its blessings to come to it. Spider creates its own universe. Using the sacred geometry, the spider creates its own universe, and right there in the center it sits and it just waits to attract to it whatever it needs to sustain itself and to continue to thrive. But it expects that the universe that it has created for itself, or for itself, is in alignment with what's necessary to attract what it needs in order to sustain life. So the spider is very confident in its creation to the point where it doesn't have to go out and catch prey and walk it back to the web. No, it just sits and it waits for the prey to, or for its blessings to come to it, because it anticipates and realizes that its creation, its own creation, its own universe that it has created, is put together well enough to attract what it needs, and ultimately that is what happens. So that's on one end. The man could have awakened and recognized, looked around him, and saw all of the creative possibilities. Is a spider wiser than you? Absolutely not. But a spider recognizes its creative potential, and it puts it to work. A spider, you know, a web can get torn down, and it'll weave another web within a matter of days, okay? So the spider recognizes the power that it possesses, the creativity that it possesses, and it uses that creativity to create its own universe, and anticipates that through its creation, it's going to attract to it what it needs in order to sustain life. Then on the other side of that, I saw the man being surrounded by, because the spider also represents the feminine energy when it comes to its spiritual nature. But whether you're a man or a woman, just take it how it resonates. You could switch roles. But specifically, this man would have been surrounded by, on the other side, if you look at it from a dark side, feminine energy or a feminine energy that has woven its web and has this man walk right into the Black Widow's illusionary universe. He did not see it. He didn't see it coming. He walked right into it. And the feminine energy that surrounds him is looking to feed off of his weaknesses. Because that's what the Black Widow does. That's why it's called the Widow. It kills its prey. It's the male that it attracts to its web after it mates with it. First of all, she going to get what she wants. Okay, I'm going to get what I want up out of you, and then I'm going to sacrifice you. Some of you, this may ring deeper than I can even express it. Some of you are literally with Black Widows, okay? Whether it's your mama, whether it's your family, your sister, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, okay? Or on the other end, if you're a female, you could be with a Black Widow man, okay? But however the case may be, some of you have literally been surrounded by feminine energy who is misusing its power because you do not recognize, you have not taken back your own authority and recognized the fact that you are the co-creator of your life. And so it's like you blindly walked into this web, a illusionary universe that this other energy, this feminine energy has created the intention to take from you in more ways than one. But the only reason why she felt comfortable with doing that, because I just heard also it's even bigger. I'm being shown a bigger picture, even outside of the individual person. The Jezebel spirit is the Black Widow that creates this illusionary universe, which many people blindly walk into because they are lured in through that sexual energy. They are lured in because they are operating from their root and their sacral chakra. They're operating from their carnal nature, okay? And they haven't done enough work to heal, and so they walk into this illusionary universe of the Black Widow and get trapped. Why? Because they don't realize that they possess power that's far greater than the Jezebel spirit. So they shrink in its presence. You shrink in the presence of that Jezebel spirit. You shrink in the presence of that alluring person who is, you know, sexually enticing, and they're able to trauma bond you and lure you in to feel as if, okay, there's some sort of satisfaction that you'll be able to gain in being with them. But behind all of that, they have a motive. And some of you, because that spiritual teacher that came in was too much on the surface to actually penetrate to the core of where the problems lie, some of you are being drawn and attracted to spiritual teachers who are keeping you in that shrunken state. They're not showing you the power that you truly possess as a co-creator. Okay, they are keeping you in that shrunken state, making you, or not making you, because no one can make you do anything, but they are feeding you wisdom that's not fulfilling enough to reach your soul. That man in the dream needed something that went far beyond the surface of what was happening to him, you know, in terms of externally. He needed to be able to see what was happening from a spiritual perspective. He needed to use his spiritual eyes to see. But that spiritual teacher was not equipped enough to show him past the surface. Maybe that spiritual teacher, you know, wasn't, because obviously someone sent him there. So there was others who trusted the spiritual teacher. They trusted the wisdom that he possessed in order to say, I feel that you are the one that can go in to actually help this person to see the state that they are in. that spiritual teacher was good enough for those who live on the surface. And so the wisdom that they take in is surface wisdom. It doesn't penetrate deep because they're impenetrable, because they still have this artificial coating surrounding them. And so those types of spiritual teachers, you might find these teachers in various places, various religious structures, various spiritual paths, but they don't possess the wisdom to penetrate deep enough to show you what is really beyond the surface. Spiritual teacher wasn't doing nothing for this man who was surrounded by all of these spiders. Some of you are being called to take your power back and be open to learning new things. Be open to gaining new wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But you first got to clear your mind out of the fears that say, if I take this path, if I take the road less traveled, if I seek something outside of what I've been taught and conditioned to believe, I'm going to be ostracized. I'm going to be abandoned. I'm going to be cast out to hell. I'm going to be operating in wickedness because it doesn't look like what the majority say it's supposed to look like. Be careful of the teachers that you're attracted to. Keeping you on the surface of life, then that teacher is not for you. And outside of that, the best teacher that you have is yourself, your life experiences. These are the lessons that you can go back and reference. If you want to read a textbook, read the book of your life. Flip back a few chapters. Pay attention to how certain things affected you. And then it's going to help you to understand, because a book has, it's various chapters. You start from the beginning, you get to the middle, and then you end up at the end. So it's a story that leads up to something towards the end. Obviously, this is not the end for you, because we are multidimensional beings. We are spirits having a human experience. And so this is not your first time here in terms of this lifetime. We've all been here many lifetimes before, some more than others. But I say that to say this is not the end of your story, because we're ever evolving beings, okay? So this is an infinite, this is a journey that continues on and on and on. But at this part, at this moment in your journey, you're being called to look back. Take a look back for a minute and see what has taken place to lead you up to where you are now. But don't just look at the surface. Don't just look at the events on the surface. Go deeper. Dig deeper. Because beneath the surface, there's some jewels. There's some ancient wisdom that is there that's been buried. For many of you, this wisdom, it travels back many lifetimes. You've been gaining lots of wisdom. Some of you already possess most of the wisdom that you need at this time, at this very moment, but you're afraid to use it to shift your circumstance, to shift your circumstances. So you're being called to utilize that wisdom that you have gained to be your own practitioner. I feel like also purifying your vessel. For some of you, you're going to need to do fasting, intermittent fasting, purifying your vessel, taking salt baths, purifying your vessel by writing things down. I destroy and I release XYZ, XYZ, this fear, that fear, this insecurity in spirit and in flesh, and you burn it. That's another way of purifying your vessel and releasing that energy, because the more that you release that energy, the more you create that void space that is necessary for you to attract to you the messages that you need that's going to help you to be the co-creator of your life, just like the spider. The web that the spider spins, it's not already full of insects and prey. The web that the spider spins is completely, the only thing that's there is the spider and its illusion and that universe that it's creating. Now, I say illusionary only because for others, they can't see it with their natural eyes. And so that's why you walk through spider webs all the time, because it's hard to see with the naked eye. So in terms of the universe that the spider creates for itself, which you will be creating your own alternate universe as the co-creator of your life, it will be literally you and your spiritual team working together to create, okay? Creating from a blank canvas, though, one that is free of fear, one that is free of insecurities, one that is free of conditioning, one that is free of other people's opinions on how that web should be spun, because you ain't got a spider when it spins its web, it's all from its own creativity that is already imprinted in its DNA. It's imprinted in its blueprint to make this web the way that it makes it. It doesn't have another spider standing in the background talking about, wait, based on the blueprint that I have here, you're going to need to, you know, cut left over there. I'm going to need you to make that pattern over there a little bit sharper, you know, a little bit more square. No, the spider starts from the center, and it weaves its web from there and gets larger and larger and more expansive and more expansive. So the spider literally controls how big that web is, you know, it gets depending on how expansive its creativity is. The spider decides how big the web needs to be. And so you, as the co-creator of your life, you possess the ability to create, and it becomes more and more expansive the more that you rise and evolve in your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You are creating your universe. And consider that whether, even if you're doing it, you're always creating, whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously. But know this, when you're creating unconsciously, you're working against yourself because you're likely creating from fear. And so when you're creating from fear, what are you creating? It's situations that's going to leave you in survival mode, relationships that's going to leave you feeling depleted, friendships that's going to leave you feeling, you know, unbalanced, okay, or having a lot of drama or, you know, situations, mindsets that's going to leave you feeling insecure. That's what you're creating for yourself when you create unconsciously. But when you create consciously and you are aware of the fact that you are the co-creator of your life, you are aware of the fact that you have the authority to create your reality through your mind and your imagination, that's when you are empowered. That's when you have taken back your authority. That's when you are creating those things that are in alignment with growth, expansion, evolution. Because now it's like you're not going to, a person that is consciously creating, most people are not going to consciously create traumas. You're not going to consciously create poverty. Once you know that you are the creator of your life, you're going to consciously create in a way where you are attracting things to you that's going to sustain life, that's going to bring life to you. You're going to attract things to you that's going to keep you in a space of thriving, not surviving, but thriving. And so I feel that the spider that makes the larger web is the one who has the more expansive creativity, because it understands that in that the larger the web, the more it attracts, because now there's more space for this attraction to come in. It's not creating obstacles or stumbling blocks on one end. You know, okay, I have room to attract on this end, but in this area of my life, I cannot attract because I have this cutoff. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what's being brought forward here. If there's any energy of, like, unforgiveness from your past, I feel like in terms of diving deeper, you might want to turn back a few chapters and see if there's any areas of your life where forgiveness is necessary. Is there any bitterness that's still being held in your heart surrounding the things that you had to go through to get to where you are today? You want to do what's necessary to forgive. Forgiveness is not for that person. The forgiveness is for you. That person benefits from you forgiving them, but you benefit even more so. And so when you release energy of unforgiveness, that's when you have your breakthrough, because that allows you to fully leave the past behind. You could have walked away from people years ago, but if you still carry bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart, then you might as well have stayed right there next to them, because that unforgiveness blocks you from expansion. It blocks your heart chakra, which is that magnetic energy that's projected out into the universe. That is what attracts things to you. Open heart chakra is largely surrounded, connected to like the feminine energy, okay? Obviously, a male and a female possess the masculine and feminine energy. That's why it's important to have balance between both, the yin and the yang. But the feminine energy is the creative energy. The feminine energy is the nurturing energy. It's the one that is emotionally balanced, right? And it creates from a space of love. So if your heart chakra is blocked because of unforgiveness, self-loathing, or anything, any pain from the past, then you're likely not in your creative energy because you're not going to be able to attract anything to you if you're not projecting the energy of love out into the universe. And so this is where you're being called to open up your heart again if you closed it off due to past pain. There's a breakthrough that needs to happen, okay? I feel like things, the energy is picking up, though, because even for that man, he literally did attract that spiritual teacher to him. Some part of him was beginning to awaken in his own mind to the fact that he needed to break up this mental entrapment, self-imposed mental entrapment that he placed himself in. So he did attract that man to him, but he limited, there was a limitation that he had on his understanding. This was subconsciously, I'm talking about in my dream, this would have been a subconscious limitation that he had on his spiritual evolution for him to attract a spiritual teacher that would only touch the surface of helping him to awaken to his powers. I feel like the type of teacher that he attracted to him was one that the teacher himself was too much in his own ego and needed to feel as if he would always be above those who came to him. He's the type of spiritual teacher who will only give you a taste of this and a taste of that, but doesn't want you to go too deep, because if you go too deep, then you'll discover something within yourself that at some point he would no longer have need for that spiritual teacher. He was one of those. He attracted to him that type of spiritual teacher, one that he would have to be codependent on rather than awakening and evolving to becoming independent from. He attracted to him that type of spiritual teacher through his narrow perspective of his ability to be the co-creator of his life. And so there was a part of him that was awakening, and so he knew that he needed some help, but he limited his potential, and he attracted a teacher who would also limit his potential by teaching him things that would not allow him to rise above that teacher and to no longer be codependent on his energy. So the teacher had a vested interest and receiving something from this man that would allow him to stay in his ego and to give him this sense of power and authority over this man. So, and I feel like another thing that I just heard is that the man himself that was surrounded by the spiders, the teacher did not want to fully awaken this man on a deeper scale because the teacher saw the potential that the man possessed in his creative energy. Why? Because the teacher saw the spiders, hundreds of spiders surrounding this man, which represented the man's infinite possibilities in terms of his creativity. The teacher saw it. So it's like the teacher, his objective was to get rid of this man's creative potential, to only awaken him to the things that are on the surface of life, but to keep him blinded to his creative abilities. And so he wanted to get some spiders up out of there. I don't want him to see these. It's time to get rid of this because I need you to be codependent on me and the wisdom that I possess. Because if you unlock that potential that you possess, oh, you're going to be far beyond, far greater than anything that I could express to you. And so what would you need me for? That's a teacher that is still in his own ego, who has not done the work to heal. And man, there's so many things that's coming in, y'all. But I would just say don't cut yourself off. Don't limit yourself to a self-imposed mental entrapment that you have and fears that you have created in your own mind in regards to how vast this thing can go, how expansive your spiritual evolution can become, and how much you can create and shift your external environment just through your thoughts, your imagination, and your creativity alone. But it has to first start within. You got to have the vision internally first before you can create externally. And so it deals with purging, cleansing, releasing, get rid of those fears, get rid of those that self-limiting mindset that says that you can't rise higher and higher and higher. That's what it's going to take. In order for you to recognize your full potential, you're going to have to keep rising higher and higher in your understanding spiritually. And so that's why you have to stay grounded at the same time. You need to have that balance. And so this is where connecting to nature is very important because it keeps you grounded as you continue to evolve in your spiritual understanding. And so I feel like the energy is picking up for you all in terms of your understanding here. This message is not for everybody. I feel like this message is for a select few of you who really possess some ancient wisdom. You just haven't fully tapped into your potential because you've been limiting yourself by sitting at the feet of people who want to keep you blinded to your potential, or you just keeping yourself limited because maybe you fear your potential. All right. I think that's the end of the message, y'all. So pay attention if you start seeing spiders around. You might want to come back and reference this message. You know, if you have any dreams of spiders or anything in regards to spiders, then this message I feel is definitely for you, whether it's something that you need to hear now or in the future. My messages are timeless. You can scroll down my timeline from a year ago. You can go to my other channel, Shavi Zane, the Spiritual Counselor, and go all the way back to the very first reading, and you might find that there's something there that resonates with you because timing is fluid. It's not linear. So if you want a private reading from me, you can always email me. That'll be in the description box. And also, for those of you that are ordering my oils, I do my shipments every Saturday. And so if you want to place an order for my oils, my hair oils, my herb infused hair oils, or my body oils, okay, and be nice and shimmery and stuff like that, then feel free to email me as well. I love you all, and I'll talk to you all next time.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. What I said I was going to do now was actually post Shavi Zane's email address, guys. It's snitka, S-N-I-T-A, 52415@gmail.com. All right? So I'm going to put this in the show notes right now for you guys. So, yeah, I hope you guys, again, enjoyed this podcast, guys. A great podcast it has been. So to end, I'm going to go ahead and how, you know, guys, we are in shifts, okay? What a time to be alive, right? We are in a shift, guys, and the shift is about balance, okay? It's about, you know, all of the evil, wicked things that go in the shadows, all the games that are being played, all of this stuff, you know, against people with good hearts, you know, just all of this. I mean, child molestation, you know, taking advantage of the children, guys, when you think that you're not being watched, but, you know, everything is recorded cosmically, guys, you know, and we wonder why, you know, I think a lot of times we don't think about the actions that we take, and I was guilty for a long time myself, you know what I mean, but now is the time to start to really think, you know, every move you make, you know what I'm saying, is going to not only affect you in a cosmic effect level, but it's going to affect your lineage. It's going to affect your grandchildren. And you wonder why your grandchildren, you know, are, you know, not equipped, or, you know, they're behind, or, you know, a lot of people used to always tell me, you are way behind where you're supposed to be. And, I mean, a lot of shit happened to me, you guys. I'm very transparent as far as my story. The Child Molestation Show 1 and 2 is in the show notes, guys. Not only are we talking about trauma, but we're talking about healing as well. Enhancing Awareness Radio. It's all about healing, guys. I pulled for you guys. If you like a reading for me, guys, also, I do oracle sessions as well. But please contact Shari Zane, because I know that, especially the women, that don't know who to talk to, okay? She's somebody you can talk to, guys, okay? So I pulled the chance card, guys. This is about taking risks, taking the risk of healing, guys. Something that may be happening, something that may happen possibly, you know, taking a risk, an opportunity, gambling, luck, you know, something that happens accidentally, you know what I'm saying? Just taking risks, guys. Like, what is a balanced risk? Let me just say it like that. What is a balanced risk that you can take? And the next card I pulled was awareness. That's why we're here. We're here for awareness. We're here about awareness, guys. We're here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, you know, for awareness. So I hope my story, you know, kind of helped you guys, because I was one who also got molested early on, age six, you know what I mean? And it traumatized me, but it traumatized me unconsciously in a way that I didn't even understand, or rather understand how it was affecting me. And none of the people that were involved ever apologized to me, ever brought it up. And I'm okay with that. I have forgiven them. I have moved on. So Shabby is right when she says that, you know, you begin to see the breakthroughs. I personally have begun to see my breakthroughs when I began to face that man in the mirror and just really do my deep work, you guys. So it's hard at first. I'm not going to lie. It's not for everybody. Like she said, this is not for everybody. It's not. You know, but if it resonates with you, as many say, if it resonates with you, then I always said, you know, if it works, if it's for you, hey, if it's not, keep it moving. You know what I mean? So I'm going to pin this podcast for a while because it's very important. So we're going to end how the karmic cycles end, or how it's coming to a halt or to a close, because it has become imbalanced. So that's why you see a lot of children being freed. A lot of people are being freed from their karmic cycles, you know what I mean, as far as if it was imposed on you intentionally or even unintentionally, you know what I mean? A lot of healing and a lot of freeing is happening, and I love that. All right, guys. Well, join me every weekend. The podcast should be uploaded by 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or even 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on every weekend, guys. I love you guys. If you need to contact me for any reason, please utilize my link tree. I just realized my radio show email storage is not working, so I need to update my email address as well. If any of you ever try to contact me, I did not know that my email was not working, so there's no telling what I missed or how the fuck I have to correct that. So anyway, guys, Facebook group. There is a Facebook group on my link tree. You guys can go through that and join my Facebook group. And Wayne Boyd, I'm posting there all the time, guys. So, you know, you'll see me as the admin there. If you need to contact me, you know, if it's meant for you to find me, you'll find me, right? All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on to bring this message forward specifically for those of you who recognize that you are chosen seed and you know that your divine purpose is to be a high priestess, okay? So this message is for all of the chosen high priestess. Now, you have some who are not chosen for the position. They might be chosen by low vibrational entities, and they might work in darkness. They might do certain spells and rituals and dark magic to block others. They, like, their job, their actual job is to do spell work, death spells, blockage spells, beauty spells, you know, chaotic spells, whatever they can do in order to create disruption for others. Usually it's targeted towards the chosen seed. These are the karmic high priestess who do not have a true divine connection, obviously, to the Most High or the spiritual team, but instead they've been able to conjure up the ability to read cards through just, you know, learning how to read the basic tarot. They might have gifts, but they have chosen to use their gifts in a very karmic, very negative karmic way, in a very low vibrational way is what I should. They have chosen to use their gifts in a very evil way against others, okay? And so first, before we move on, because I'm going to be doing a reading specifically for those of you who are the chosen high priestess, but I want to do a declaration. This will go on a white candle, okay? So we want to do a declaration, all of the chosen high priestess collectively, as well as those of you who find value in the chosen high priestess, even if your spiritual gift is not necessarily to utilize cards to bring messages forward or to have that clairvoyant, clairsentience, clairaudience, all of those different clairs. If you find that your gift is in another area of spirituality and you just value those who are the high priestess, and you want to join us in clearing out this energy, then you too are welcome, because it will also be beneficial to you, because now those same dark or the same low vibrational high priestess who have been used to work against you as well now are losing their position of power, because you are now joining the team to ensure that that happens. So we have been given the authority and the rights from the Most High and our spiritual team to ensure that the scales get balanced. For a very long time, this system has operated from the willingness of dark high priestess or low vibrational high priestess who were willing to use their gifts in a way that worked against the chosen, or that worked against the true high priestess that was chosen by the Most High, who are placed here to uplift, to enlighten, to help transform, and to give that divine guidance that others may need on their spiritual journey. So these people have been in I would say their energy dominated for a long time. These low vibrational or false high priestess have dominated for a long time, largely because those of us who would come in the age of Aquarius, or who would awaken in the age of Aquarius, we were still in the sleep state. And so many people saw these low vibrational high priestess as being the end all be all, as if this is what spirituality was supposed to be like. You're supposed to be doing love spells, sex magic, you know, death spells against those who are those who work against you. And people will go to these folks, you know, especially the so-called powers that were, they will go to these people to work against us, okay? And they still do it today. So this is a message specifically for the chosen high priestess, but we're going to do this declaration and write this on a white candle with a permanent marker. I declare and decree that all who use spiritual gifts from wickedness, envy, or with malicious intent towards the chosen are now blocked in the spiritual realm. All spell work, dark magic, and evil intent goes out void towards the chosen high priestess and is only effective towards the false high priestess in spirit and in flesh. Okay? So I'm going to read that again. I declare and decree that all who use their spiritual gifts from wickedness, envy, or with malicious intent towards the chosen high priestess are now blocked in the spiritual realm. All spell work, dark magic, and evil intent goes out void towards the chosen high priestess and is only effective towards the false high priestess in spirit and in flesh. You're going to write that on a candle and you're going to let it burn through. So Once this is done, you're going to give thanks to the Most High and your spiritual team for taking care of the rest, okay? Because our portion of this is very minimal in comparison to what the Most High and our spiritual team is going to do now that we have taken our power back and established our authority again. So let's just go ahead and do a reading here. And one of the things that prompted me to do this is because many of you who are the chosen high priestess are aware of the spiritual warfare, the battle of, you know, the power in the spiritual realm. It's been a battle, not for us. We haven't had to battle anyone in that regard except for in defense, okay? But as a chosen high priestess, we recognize that there are low vibrational false high priestess out here who refuse to give up their position because they really just believe that, you know, they've taken that power that others have given them or the fear that others have had of them, and it has pumped up their ego. It's blown up their head to the point where they believe that they are supposed to maintain this position or that they belong in that position to work against others. But in fact, that's not what this is, okay? We're shifting the energy. We're in the age of Aquarius now. The chosen are awakening. Christ consciousness is awakening. And so that energy can no longer stand. So let me just go ahead and do a reading here. I have the Fool here. This is that energy of taking the leap of faith for those of you who feel divinely guided to move towards your purpose. Some people are not very happy about that with the Three of Swords because the High Priestess, the true High Priestess, have now awakened. So I have the Queen of Wands. This is you stepping into your power, stepping into your authority, awakening your creative gifts, and you have people that are watching you very, very closely. These are pages, okay? These are pages who are watching the queens, okay, the empresses step into our gifts, step into our power. They see that we are receiving our reward for what we have been putting out there, for the seeds that we have planted. We are receiving, we are reaping our harvest, and they're not very comfortable with that. They're also not very comfortable with the fact that you're glowing, you're shining, you're on fire, you're passionate about your purpose, you've taken back authority over your life, and you're taking a leap of faith. You're carefree. You're not holding on to anything when it comes to things of the past. Look at this, the Ace of Cups. They can see very clearly that your gifts are very strong, okay? They can see very clearly that this is a gift from the Most High, okay? They can see very clearly that you was divinely called to do this, okay? So with the Ace of Wands coming out in the reverse, I feel like for them, they're losing their power, their fire, that spark, that ammunition, that energy that they had, that where they was able to work their magic and stuff like that is dying out, is burning out because you're stepping into your position. And so I feel like they feel the power leaving them. You see what I'm saying? They can feel their gifts being drained from them because they recognize that they was not supposed to have it in the first place. This was not given to them, but instead they learned it. They learned things about the spiritual realm. They have perfected the craft. And then they perverted it. So they perfected it and then they perverted it. And they started to use it to cause pain and heartbreak for others, okay? And so now they're hurting. See, look at this. That's all they did was betray, backstab, you know, malicious intent towards others. They used their gifts in a way where they was harming others, okay? Where they did this multiple times over and over and over again. And so they're finding that their gifts are starting to diminish. They're losing their position of power, and that they're watching the true high priestess, the chosen high priestess, rise and thrive in our purpose because we're using it from a space of integrity and honor and from love. And we're using it to help transform and to heal and to really give people true guidance. And so they're feeling some type of way about this, okay? So this is where, look at this, the Queen of Swords is in reverse. They're angry. Very, very angry. That's someone who's very malicious in her intentions towards others. They would do anything in terms of backstabbing others, okay? Lots of communication is happening amongst these false high priestesses because they know that they are having to take a back seat when it comes to the spiritual community. The things that they was using against others, people are becoming more aware of how these things were truly karmic. In the past, you had people that might have still been in a sleep state thinking that, okay, if I go to this high priestess, because their ability to do certain things, they have this ability to do certain things in the spiritual realm, then they must be chosen for it. They didn't, and a lot of people sought out these types of false high priestess because they were going through a lot of chaotic energy in their lives, and they thought, okay, if I go to this person, they can help me to slow this person down over here or to keep this person in my life over here. But they was doing spell work in a very low vibrational way against others, and people were involving themselves with these false high priestess, not even realizing that these people was conjuring up demons, conjuring up low vibrational entities in order to shift circumstances in their lives. And then they look up later wondering why they're still dealing with this karmic cycle. Well, it's because they consulted with a karmic high priestess, okay? And so the Five of Swords, this is in a reverse now, but this Five of Swords is that energy of betrayal. It's that energy of, trying to win at all costs. That's the energy of this Page of Swords and this Queen of Swords in the reverse. That's the false high priestess. The real high priestess is in the Queen of Wands energy, stepping into her power, and she's receiving her gifts. She's reaping the harvest of the seeds that she's planted. She's seated on her throne. Her creative gifts are truly awakened, okay? She's in her power, and this is a true divine gift from the Most High. And so her gift is overflowing. It's like it's never ending. And these false high priestesses are watching from a distance, watching very closely, though, even obsessively, some of them. And they're getting more and more angry as they continue to watch us thrive. And so the Five of Swords is in the reverse, which indicates that whatever it is that they was trying to do against the true chosen high priestess is no longer effective because we're taking our power back. And see, they're losing their gifts. A lot of these false high priestesses have addictions, okay, whether they're alcoholics or they're addicted to different substances because they have to do things to numb themselves out. Their heart chakras are blocked. They do not operate from a space of love. And that's the problem. This is why this cup is not for them, okay? Because you have to have that self-love. You have to have done the work to heal. You have to have done the work to truly awaken your gifts from a space of honor and integrity and to have gone through the necessary transformations to be ready for a gift like this. They did not do the work, these false high priestesses. They took shortcuts. They awakened their gifts through low vibrational entities, okay, and through doing spell work and dark magic and even trying to siphon the gifts of the true chosen high priestess when we were still in an asleep state. That's what they was doing to get their power, okay? And so now it's no longer effective. So you have the Eight of Wands coming out here. Lots of communication that's happening here. Because, oh my gosh, with the King of Cups in the reverse too, so you got the Queen of Cups and the King of Cups in the reverse, with the world in the reverse, there's some cycles that they have not closed out. There's some things that they have not healed from. Their energy is off balance. Both their masculine and feminine energy is off balance. And so when you have both of those energies off balance, that's a strong indicator that they are not even empresses. They are not emperors. They are not empresses. They are merely pages because all of the queens for them is coming out in the reverse. The king is in the reverse. The only one that's in the upright is the page for the false high priestess. So they are still a babe in this on a spiritual level because they never did the work to truly level up through the transformations and the healing process. You got to go through transformations, death and rebirth, ego death, dying to your carnal nature, dying to fear and jealousy and self-loathing and bitterness and, childhood traumas. You got to clear all of that energy out in order to be a pure channel to receive those messages and to hear them clearly from the Most High and your spiritual team. These people did none of that. And that's why they sit in the page energy, which means they're a babe in this. But they thought that they wasn't a babe in this because all of that dark, those dark rituals and those wicked rituals that they was doing against others, they were working for a time. But of course, you can do anything to anybody when they sleep, especially when they're in a deep sleep. But the fact of the matter is they were so immature in their thinking that they thought that because they was able to actually bring harm to others through their spell work in their sleep state, that meant that they was powerful. But how stupid is that? In the 3D, if you beat somebody up while they sleep and you still think you had a victory, then you definitely belong in a psych ward somewhere, okay? Because clearly that's not a victory for somebody who is not conscious enough to fight back. And so that's what they was doing. And so now everything that they were sending out towards the true high priestess, towards the chosen high priestess or wreaking havoc in other people's lives is now coming back to them. And so they're in their head about this, okay? Page of Cups is in a reverse. They're losing it all. They're losing everything. Look at that. Queen of Pentacles is in the reverse. They're losing finances. They're losing their gifts, it wasn't genuine gifts in the first place. Many of them are even losing relationships because a lot of them did spell work against the divine masculine and feminine so that the true high priestess, the chosen high priestess, would not come into union with her emperor or with her divine masculine or vice versa. they've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes to work against the chosen, and those of you who are the chosen high priests and high priestesses. And so with the Five of Cups in the reverse, you all have healed. You're not seated in this energy of grieving, going through emotional withdrawal and all of these different things. You're not focused on the spilled cups. You're taking a leap of faith. You put all of that stuff behind you. You decided to pack light. You've released all of the wrong people, places, and things, thought processes, belief systems. All of that stuff is out of your way now. And so what they were sending towards you is no longer effective. Now it's actually going back to them. And we're going to ensure that that's the case, because if they decide to do anything in the future, any spell work or dark magic that they try to do up against the chosen high priest or high priestess is now automatically going to be done towards them. It is their own. It's almost as if they're doing spell work to themselves. And the thing is, if you're going to do spell work to yourself, make sure that you're doing spell work to heal yourself. Make sure that you're doing spell work to become the best version of yourself. Because if you're doing it and for any other reason outside of becoming the best version of yourself, or outside of breaking generational curses, or outside of shutting down the powers that were and ensuring that we restore balance to humanity, if you're doing it from a space of wicked and evil intention, it is yours to bear. That's what this is all about. That's why we're doing this declare and decree, okay? And then we're going to also do a writing, burning, and releasing at the end to see what else needs to be cleared out. So we also have here the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. See, they made a lot of money. They made a whole lot of money off of people in their sleep state, but now they're losing it all. Whatever that foundation was that they was building upon is now coming from up underneath their feet, okay? They're taking financial losses after financial loss. And it's because many of them, like I said, they perverted the craft. And they put this really evil and wicked energy around it by conjuring up low vibrational entities in order to work against others for really wicked intentions. It's like if you know you can actually do a death spell on somebody, if you know that you can block somebody's finances, then why the hell you ain't doing this to the people that's been oppressing you and your ancestors? Why would you do this against somebody who's minding their business? Oh, because somebody came in and said, hey, I want to consult with you to do a death spell or a beauty spell on that person because I don't like them. And you just, oh, because it's money, because it's of material value, and you just in your carnal nature, because you want to supply your addictions and your carnal nature, you're going to say, okay, I'll do that for you. I'll charge you $1,000 to put a blockage spell on that person's money over there, or to do a death spell on that. If you can do all of that, then you're directing it in the wrong place. And this is why a lot of karma is coming back for these people in ways that they can never imagine, because that's, they sold their soul to pervert the spiritual community. Okay, and to pervert spiritual gifts, divine spiritual gifts, but they was never given to them from the Most High in the first place, okay? And so look at that. I'm already pulling the deck. I have this card here. This is the legal card, okay? They're being judged by the true legal system, because this ain't something that you could take before a judge in the 3D. This is something that you take towards the judge of all judges in the spiritual realm, the Most High Mother and Father and your spiritual team. And so now the scales are now balanced here. Okay, it says you might have to take care of some legal issues. Okay, it's a good time to handle any legal matters. These people broke the spiritual law. There's a physical law in the 3D, and there's a spiritual law in the spiritual realm that has to be balanced. The scales have to be balanced, okay? And so this is us establishing that justice. Let's see what else is coming out. Student, they got a lot to learn. Okay, I told you, they're babes in this thing. They're babes in this thing, so they're going to have to take a seat, these false high priestesses. They're going to have to take a seat and relearn, learn themselves, learn why these gifts have been given to the chosen high priest and high priestess. Understand that these gifts are not to be perverted or misused or abused for your own carnal nature, or for you to lift yourself up, or for your own ego, or for you to use it as wickedness against someone else, or because someone comes to you bitter and they want to do something to somebody else, and now you say, oh, I know how to tap in here. I know how to do this spell work. I know how to, no. They did it for all the wrong reasons. So now they have to sit down and be a student all over again. I got money manager. You know, they got some work to do. But I do see that for the true high priestess, for you all, the chosen high priestess, it says that your career is going to take a giant leap forward. Your career and your finances are getting ready to take a giant leap forward. You can expect a happy outcome when it comes to your finances. Why? Because you've been operating from a space of integrity. So it says, yes, take action. So for those of you who feel like, okay, well, is it time? Should I move in on my gifts now? Should I go ahead and take the leap of faith? Yes. Take action. Your answer is yes. Take action. And it's also telling you, yes, it's time for you to go ahead and to do this declaration alongside the rest of us who are ready to shut down the perversion in the spiritual realm so that we can balance the scales now. Because, see, look at this. It says settling. Okay? For a long time, you know, as a spiritual community, we settled for the false high priestesses because we felt like, okay, well, the chosen, many of us had not awakened to our gifts yet. Many of us were afraid to use our gifts, the chosen high priests and high priestess, because we were still highly indoctrinated and conditioned through spiritual belief systems and thinking that certain things was wicked, certain things was evil. And a lot of it had to do with what we was taught by our ancestors, you know, those who were recently here, not by our, you know, ancestors that came further down the line, but for those ancestors who was also indoctrinated by society and a religious belief system or the church or whatever they came from, where they told us that, you know, tapping in or looking into certain gifts or whatnot was wickedness. Or it was demonic, it was possession of the devil and things of that nature. But also because we had so many false high priestesses out here giving it a bad name, doing all of these, you know, wicked things against people, that, yeah, it put a really negative energy on the thought of a high priestess or anybody working with cards or anybody using their spiritual gifts, you know, in general, because of what they was doing. But now we balance the scales. You know, people, we settled. But see, it's no more settling. And I feel like for those of you who are the chosen high priest and high priestesses, it says perhaps it's time to ask yourself if you're getting paid what you're worth. Okay, don't settle for a dead-end job where you don't see any opportunity or growth. Though your money is stable, you are not making enough to keep you happy. And so don't just settle. You know, take action. This is that yes answer. If you was asking, is it time for me to move on my gifts? Yes, it is. It's time to take action. It says whatever your question is telling you, go for it. Do not procrastinate or wait to take that next step to get ahead. Just do it. Nothing will change if you don't take action. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. Okay, so this is the time now. So then I have helper. Yeah, because you're here to help others. That's what you're here to do. And this is also something that you'll have fun doing because it's in alignment with your gifts. It's in alignment with your purpose, okay? So let's see. Then I have here, hold on, let me get this card. Then I have here the justice card, okay? So this is showing you the scales are definitely getting ready to be balanced because we already have legal here. So they in trouble. These false high priests, they in trouble, okay? Because the true court is in the building now, okay? True justice is being restored and balanced here. So it says something in your life needs to be brought into alignment. Be sure to be honest and ethical in money matters or you'll face the consequences. Isn't that what we're talking about now? These people have operated from, they lacked integrity. They had no, there was nothing ethical about what they was doing. Not no way, shape, or form was it ethical. They worked against people. They took people's money, and they did very wicked things to others, okay? Not only that, but they created spiritual codependencies for those people that was coming to them who genuinely desired to heal themselves or to awaken their own spiritual gifts. Many of these false high priestesses actually siphoned the energy of those who came in knowing that they had gifts and they had true intentions of wanting to awaken their gifts, and they had no idea that they was consulting with a false or a wicked high priestess, so-called high priestess. And so they took their money, they created spiritual codependencies by probably wreaking havoc in those people's lives so that they will keep on coming back asking them, how can I change this? How can I fix this? How can I mend this? Like, these people was corrupt. And I'm talking about, it's many of them, it's groups of them, lots of them that are out here who have been fighting in the spiritual realm to maintain their position of power to ensure that the true chosen high priest, and high priestess would never awaken to their gifts and their purpose, okay? And so I have Gaia coming out here with manifesting right behind that. And so it shows me that the true high priest and high priestess, you all have a divine connection to nature. You know who you are. Nature, the elements, you know, earth, wind, water, fire, everything that the Most High Mother and Father has created, you are naturally connected to it, okay? And this says, spend time with nature to be healed, soothed, and to regroup. Protecting the planet, herbalism, livestock, or working with nature could be for you. The universe is working with you. Believe in its subtle magnetism to guide you. So you are being divinely guided to move towards your purpose. The universe, it has your back. All of the elements are working for us. And this is why these people are losing, because now that we have created or reawakened our relationship with nature, the moon, the stars, the sun, the earth, the wind, you know, the trees, you know, the animals, now that we have reawakened our connection to all that is in terms of nature, it's now working on our behalf. And where they perverted it and they used things like they would use the moon to do moon magic against us, okay? They would use the earth to do earth magic against us, water and different spells of that nature. Now all of these things are turning back on them because Mother Earth is now awakening. You remember this was months ago when the Most High and my spiritual team gave me directive to do a group for us to come together to do a declaration to establish that all curses and spell work that had been done over Mother Nature would be broken. This was probably about a year ago. And we did this, all of you who are joined on my channel, we did this together. And so now that the curses are broken, all of the curses are now broken off of Mother Nature. And so because of this, Mother Nature is repelled by these beings who continue to try to use the elements to work against the chosen, because now it's awakened to who we are. It's awakened from the sleep state and the spell that was placed over it. And so now it's like, what you going to use to do your spell work and your dark magic? They can't use anything. You see what I'm saying? What they used to use is now working against them because it's working for us. And so this is why we are now manifesting here. So it says, you have all the tools you need to increase your income. Good fortune is coming soon. An opportunity may come to you where you can showcase your talent. So this is your time now. And see, behind this is ask for help. These false and karmic priests and high priestess are drowning now. And they're going to be reaching out for help from the true chosen high priest and high priestess, because they know that they have no power. They have no authority in the spiritual realm anymore. Even look at this. They used to do water magic and all types of stuff against people. Now they're drowning in that same energy. Even the water is working against them. All elements work against them now because they perverted it and misused it and abused it for way too long. Way too long, and that can't stand no more. We in the age of Aquarius, where everything that was hidden has to now be exposed. And what happens when you expose something? When anytime you see something, let's just say you got a closet in your house or somewhere in your basement, and it's way back in, you know, somewhere, and you haven't been in there in forever. And as soon as you open up that closet, there's a little teeny tiny corner in there that you ain't looked at in years, and suddenly a whole bunch of, let's just say, mice come running out. When you expose that, you're going to do something to exterminate it. You're not just going to sit there and say, oh, hey, little mousies, you know. You're going to do something to clear out that problem. Well, let's just say you find mold that's festering and growing in a corner and you haven't seen it because you haven't looked back there in a long time. As soon as you expose it, you're going to do something to clear it out because you recognize that it's unhealthy. You recognize that it does not belong there. And so this is the same thing for those false karmic so-called high priests and high priestess who have been working against those of us who have divine assignments or who have been just doing wickedness just for the sake of money. You see what I'm saying? Just and doing other people's dirty work, other people who are wicked as hell coming to them to do wicked works because they, you know, feel like they possess some sort of power to do it. And they've been just wreaking all types of havoc in the spiritual realm, offsetting and throwing off balance, the spiritual, you know, the energy in the spiritual realm, and conjuring up all types of wickedness through their own carnal nature, okay? And so because of this, they've been exposed. Their attempts and their agendas can no longer be hidden. And now that it's out in the open and we see.
Okay. the elements. One with the elements. I am the elements. Becoming one with the elements. I am the elements. One with the elements. I am the elements. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I was sent to assist you. There ain't nothing we can't get through. All the elements are inside you. All of it's here to guide you. I've been trying to keep it solid, grounded to the core. Tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest. That is all I want, honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the leg, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid babe. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I swear this heaven on earth. Your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth. Finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction, don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. Look, I'm just trying to spread the light. Dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating. Cause I am the element. I am the element. One with the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw the disregard.
watch.